I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Earlier, I talked to the head of a foundation funded by the estate of a black mega millionaire. But you don't have to be rich to make a difference. The 21st Century Foundation raises money from individual donors. It then gives that money away to projects and programs in black communities. Erica Hunt is president of the 21st Century Foundation. How are you doing?
Very well. Hello, Farai. Thanks for having me on today.
Glad to have you on. So let's talk about your founder, the roots of your organization, and the vision.
Sure. The 21st Century Foundation is a national public foundation, and we're one of the country's only endowed black public foundations with a mission to lead, innovate, and influence giving for black community change. And our inspiration today is the same as it was in 1971 when Bob Brown established the foundation. He wanted to address the well-being of black Americans in communities around the country.
So you've got big projects, including the African American Women's Fund, the Black Men and Boys Initiative, and the Hurricane Katrina Recovery Fund. Let's talk about the Black Men and Boys Initiative. What is that? How does it work?
Sure. We have a Black Men and Boys Fund and initiative, and it operates in four cities: New York, Chicago, Oakland, and Los Angeles. We also have interest in other cities as well. You know, the first thing we did is listened. We listened to organizations and groups that really deal with the challenges that face our young men, right through school into workforce and some of the juvenile justice issues as well as health issues. And we just listened to them for a year. After we listened for a while, we understood that, wow, they had a lot of cross-cutting issues and concerns, and maybe there's a way that we could strengthen their work together in each of these cities. So we created the fund. We've supported 40 organizations thus far. The fund continues to grow, and our idea is that in each city, these groups can come together and create their own change agendas for their communities that will solve problems, help young men complete high school, help them start a job, start a business, or enter college.
When you think about what you do, how do the individual donors relate to this? And how much money, what's a minimum that you could give?
Well, you know, because Black Men and Boys is a pooled fund, we take contributions from $5 to $100,000. And indeed, our donors span that range. We have people who give online. They can go to www.21cf.org and find the page and give online. Or we have people who write big checks.
Well, when you...
we have foundations that give checks also that contribute to this fund. The whole point is to aggregate all of that money, all of that goodwill, the people who want to see change, and then target it towards the model groups that will solve problems.
When you think about what motivates people to give, do you ever get letters from, you know, people who've given money and say, you know, I have this dream, even though I may not have a lot of money? How do people decide to move forward with this?
It's very interesting. I think recently somebody shared with me how they themselves had been raised by a single parent and had been basically one of the, you know, had the profile of one of the young people who we think, well, you know, their chances are kind of dim. And despite all of that, he prevailed. He managed to get through high school, to go to college and graduate school, start a business. And a lot of our donors are motivated by giving back. They see themselves in the young people of today. And they want to say, well, how can I, like, reach back and make a difference in a young person's life? We have a lot of donors like that.
Now, do you also hear from people who've been helped by the initiatives, and what kind of approach do they have to dealing and sharing with you?
Yeah, particularly in the Katrina Fund. Our Hurricane Katrina Fund started about 2 weeks after the storm, actually less than a week. The checks began to come in, and we thought very long and hard about how to use that money. It continues to this day. From 2005, when the storms hit, to this moment, we've given away $3 million to 90 organizations that help residents have a voice in the rebuilding, particularly poor, low-income, and African-American residents have a voice. We know that our Our grant making to organizations have helped people get back into their houses. It's helped people find legal representation where they needed to. It's helped them get the kind of FEMA assistance that they needed to. So we get those kinds of stories frequently. And it just feels like we should be there. Black people should be there in the front lines of providing assistance to our brothers and sisters in Louisiana and Mississippi. But you know what? We're also there as leaders and allies. We welcome those who want to join and partner with us. I don't think there was anybody in the country who wasn't appalled and doesn't want to do something to help Louisiana and Mississippi residents get back their communities and their lives.
Very, very briefly, what lies ahead for you?
We continue to grow the Black Men and Boys Fund, and that's really, there's a focus on that this year, even as we continue our grant making in the African American Women's Fund and in Katrina. In particular, we have a matching grant right now that allows us to match donors' dollars dollar for dollar, dollar for dollar. So every dollar given, there's another dollar match. And that's what the foundation is about. It's about finding the people who do want to give back, and they just can't. They can't determine what are the best groups and where they want to direct their gifts. They want to make a difference. They want to have impact. We can demonstrate impact. We can demonstrate that our groups make a difference. And what's more, we can leverage their contributions,
Erica,
so that it goes further.
Erica, thanks so much.
Thank you, Farai. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Erica Hunt, president of the 21st Century Foundation, based in New York, and she joined me from our NPR studios in New York.